Hey friends, it's a great Friday, hopefully for you. We're finishing up 2 Thessalonians today. There's not a whole lot that we can glean from this, being kind of finishing of a letter from Paul to the Thessalonians in the Thessalonian church. But I'm going to go ahead and read the chapter to you today and just point out a couple things here. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not everyone has faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing good, and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. And then he talks about idleness, and that there is some debate here when this was translated from Greek into English, whether this is talking about idleness or whether it's talking about rebellion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers, to keep away from every brother who is idle. So again, idleness, you know, not working or rebellion here, and does not live according to the teaching you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: if a man will not work, he shall not eat. Does that sound like a quote we should be having conversations about in our culture today? Verse 11, we hear that some among you are idle. Again, idle could mean not working, or it could mean disobedient. They are not busy, they are busy bodies. So Paul gives a play on words here in the Greek. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the bread they eat. And for you, brothers, never tire of what is doing right. If anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter, take special note of him. Do not associate with him in order that he may feel ashamed. Yet do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand, which is the distinguishing mark in all my letters. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. So that's the end of 2 Thessalonians here. And, you know, as I read chapters, one thing that I try to do, and I mentioned this yesterday, is I try to point out things that stick out. And in this particular passage, what sticks out for me is that Paul is asking the people in Thessalonica to pray for him, and says that the Lord is faithful and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We talked about the evil one yesterday and the day before, the Antichrist and Satan's deceptive practices. And I ended yesterday, remember I said stand firm, because that's what stuck out to me yesterday. And today what sticks out to me, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. That is so important. And then one other thing that sticks out is verse 13. And as for you, never tire of doing what is right. So those are what sticks out to me today. As you read through this today, what sticks out to you? What can we pull from this ending of this letter that Paul sends to the church in Thessalonica? And what can we pull out of here for me? Don't tire of doing right. For me, I do tend to tire at times, sometimes feeling like I'm spinning my wheels in neutral, in my faith or in helping others. And so as you read today, what sticks out to you? What do you need God to speak to you about today? I'll be back with you again on Monday.